Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this beautiful word this morning, Lord, as we just think of it, that everything is your idea, this world, everything in it, and even us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that we can just be thankful as we see your great love, your great faithfulness, your commitment to bring about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Family, it's Psalm 108 and it's verses 3 and 4.
Wherever I go, I will thank you. All the nations will hear my praise songs to you. Your love is so extravagant, it reaches higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness is so astonishing, it stretches to the sky.
Hallelujah. I just think of this verse 4 here. Your love is so extravagant it reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness is so astonishing it stretches to the sky. And I was just thinking about this amazing love, and God is love. So it's everything that is in the Father, in the Son, in the Spirit. And thinking about the faithfulness of God is found in his love. So when we've got faith, we've got love. When we've got love, we've got faith. So they so combine, because our God is a God that does what he says. So whatever is opened up to us of the love, it gives us faith. And whenever we've got faith, we've got then that great and precious promises, that beauty that God's got in store for us. And so I think of that prayer in Ephesians. I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. It's the love and faith of God's original intention that enlightens our eyes, and so we can know the expectation. So everything we are moving into now is according to God's original plan before he even made this earth. This is a big God we serve. He knows everything. He's got all power. He's everywhere. And this is what we're waking up to. The original intention of God before he even formed the earth. The earth was formed so to make everything and made beautiful for us, his children. And then for us to walk in obedience to him. So this love is so high, and the faithfulness to his love is God backs it up. He is behind it, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we are waking up to a reality that was before the earth came into being. This is the love we are tapping into. So it's nothing about us. It's not our. It's everything about us, but what I'm trying to say, it's all come from God. It's all found in God, and that's what we wake up. He loved us first. This is not love that we love God, but that he loved us. And so we are called into this. God that called us into it, and then we are just waking up as he's opening our hearts. All that he opens up to us is relevant to his faithful plan for us. And as we embrace his great and precious promises, we then express in thankfulness. Our lives are then a fragrance of the beauty of this which has been made available for us in heaven, our names written in heaven. So it's all about us waking up to God. And in waking up to God, we wake up to our portion, and then we wear the relevant garments. The righteousness that comes forth from our lives is according to the enlightening that has come from God. So it all started with God before there was anything, and it all ends with us now, in tune with God. And flowing together with him. So just be blessed to know the unique beauty, is that is available to you, what no eye has seen or ear has heard, God has prepared for those that love him. Amen. And this heights and the depth and the height, the depth, the breadth of this love is amazing love. So it's all about just staying in tune. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And so as we stay in tune, we rejoice in the joy that he's made available for us, and we experience him protecting, watching over, and bringing us into this amazing love, so that we can then share it with others. Because I go back to the prayer, I pray that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we know the hope, the expectations, the goodness of God. Why? And then we know the inheritance that is available in the saints. We encourage from being encouraged. We disciple from being discipled. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine in the beauty of this wonderful love.
Thank you, Lord, that we can be sure that neither death nor life nor angels or rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.